Welcome to the Goody Reader Radio Show. My name is Marcus. The date is July the 12th, 2011. This is a breaking news update edition of the Goody Reader Radio Show. We're going to talk to you about the new iRiver Story HD, which is the world's first e-reader with the built-in capability to access the Google eBook Store. We'll let you know all of the details about that. We'll also get into the new color e-ink technology demonstrated today by Fujitsu in Beijing, China, for a big conference down there. And we'll also talk to you about the new Philadelphia-based media initiative to give subscribers to some various publications a free tablet. So if you sign up for 2 years or more, you get a shiny new tablet. We'll talk to you about that and more in this edition of the Goody Reader Radio Show. The major story that we're following today is about the iRiver Story HD. This is a company that has released a number of e-readers over the years, so they're not a fly-by-night company. They do have a track record of making these devices. Here's the skinny about this. It features a 6-inch display. It has a full QWERTY keyboard, the ability to surf the internet, although full specs are not available as of yet. Google and iRiver just announced this today, and they said in the coming days they will reveal the full specs. There really isn't even mention of the iRiver Story HD on the iRiver website, so this leads me to believe that they're updating the website and they'll upload the final copy within a few days. They better, because it goes on sale July the 17th at various Target locations in the United States. The price will be $139.99. If you live outside the States, you may be out of luck, but our retail partner, ShopEReaders.com, will have this in stock. You can buy books from Google eBooks internationally, as well as download over 3 million free titles, so there's no shortage of content. Incidentally, its primary format that it reads eBook-wise is EPUB, so this means that you can also get books from your local library if they use OverDrive or various other services that facilitate lending of ebooks from your local library. It also gives you the ability to shop at other ebook stores such as Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and even independent ones such as BookBaby and Smashwords. Let's talk about the Google front of this. It is the world's first e-reader that allows you to shop via Wi-Fi directly from Google. So this alone should catapult the iRiver Story HD into some very respectable sales. As I said, it has 3 million free downloadable titles and hundreds of thousands of more mainstream, current fiction, non-fiction, modern-day bestsellers. A lot of the New York Times bestseller books are available through Google eBooks. And whether you're a fan of James Patterson, Charlaine Harris, Tom Clancy, or any of the mainstay A-list talent, you can find books there. They also, Google has put together an affiliates program, which should advertise the program a little bit more. Again, July the 17th is the date, and as we get closer to that date, we'll let you know the full specs behind the iRiver Story HD and let you know whether you should miss this device or whether it is a must purchase for going back to school, the summer holidays, and the upcoming holiday season. At the top of the show, I mentioned that Fujitsu has some new e-paper that they developed. It is called the Colorlastic Liquid Crystals. I'm brutally pronouncing that. I'm going to refer to it as CLC. CLC is a lot different from LCD. It does not employ the same polarizing plates, reflecting plates, color filters, or even backlights to make the picture visible. This obviously cuts down on the bulk factor and makes the screen itself both lighter and cheaper to produce. The current machine that was demonstrated in a video that we just posted on our blog runs on a Linux-based operating system, and this was really optimized towards speed and efficiency. Originally, this technology was shown with a Windows operating system, but a lot of things were lagging, so they switched to Linux, which drastically increased the processing speed and the refresh rate on the screen. The screen itself only weighed 220 grams, and this includes the body for the e-reader, as well as the case and all the components. The color and the resolution is very amazing. It features 4,096 different colors on an 8-inch screen, and it has a DPI of 157. So we really hope that we see this technology in future devices. Needless to say, it was shown at the Digital Publishing Expo, and this is in Beijing, China, and Fujitsu just basically showed it off in a matter of hours ago. Speaking of videos, we just uploaded the top 5 independent e-reader applications for Android tablets. We initially wrote a written review of this, but we put together a video review so you can see for yourself the differences between some of the world's leading applications such as Aldeico, FB Reader, Moon Plus Reader, Cool Reader, and Mantano Reader. And all these applications really shine on larger screen Android devices. We used our T-Mobile G-Slate as a benchmark tool. This is a pretty high-powered tablet with a dual-core processor, 3D, and everything like that. But we used this to really demonstrate larger screen devices and what really applications for independent e-reading applications shine. The reason why this video would be important for you is if you are the type of person that like to load in your own books to your tablet or smartphone and have downloaded these ebooks from just various sites on internet, and you want to have more control over your e-reading experience. So you can check that out. That's on the front page of our blog and in our video section. Some Philadelphia-based newspapers, such as the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Philadelphia Daily News, are encouraging long-term digital subscriptions by giving away Android-powered tablet PCs to readers who are willing to sign up for over a 2-year subscription and are willing to buy 4 news apps for said tablets. You will also have access to Philly.com, and which is owned by the Philadelphia Media Network. And this comprises of many investors who bought the bankrupt newspapers in the fall of 2010. Currently, the digital subscription base for both of those newspapers are about 35,000, and they really hope to increase that exponentially by rewarding new signups by giving them a tablet. I think that this is a great method to increase digital sales. Obviously, they know that people that are using their website via RSS feeds, reading it on their smartphones or on their PCs or laptops, are media savvy people obviously have heard of tablets. It's kind of hard not to know or at least hear about tablets in your day-to-day life nowadays, and so it is nice to see that they are doing a digital campaign, giving away digital subscriptions, and giving away a device that helps facilitate the consumption of digital material. So that's pretty interesting. In other news, the USA Today has expanded its bestseller list experience. The USA Today is basically expanding upon its initiative by letting you know what types of books are the bestsellers. They have 150 books that are usually listed, and this comprises of both fiction and nonfiction, biography, sports, etc. What's important now is that they will give you links to purchase these books from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the iBookstore, or the IndieBound site. This new site is entitled books.usatoday.com, and it has just launched today, and it serves as a complement to the print paper section of the book and the publishing industry, as well as Book News, Book Buzz, and its online Book Buzz blog. So that's a lot of B's there. I'm kind of slurring them a bit. So Books.USA Today's reflection of the strong, you know, reputation that USA Today has carved for its coverage of books and writers. So obviously, I'm more preferable, or I have more of a preference towards the New York Times ebook bestseller list, and they just issued that earlier this year, so they were really the first major newspaper to offer ebooks under their fiction, nonfiction bestseller list. So it seems as though that the USA Today is kind of focusing on this, but doing a different spin by offering direct links to actually purchase the books, something the USA Today does not do. In other international news, MSI is preparing to launch 2 budget Android tablets in India. This is the WinPad Enjoy 10 and the WinPad Enjoy 7. Both of these tablets we saw at Computex 2011 in Taipei. I believe that they were known there as the WinPad 110 and 120. So you can check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/goodereader, and it should have all of the details there about our adventures with these two units. Suffice to say, they're both 10 and 7-inch tablets. They run on a 1.2 gigahertz ARM Cortex-A8 processor, 512 MB RAM, 4 gigs of internal storage, which is kind of paltry, but you can increase it up to 32 gigs via the microSD. It runs Android 2.3, so it is outdated compared to many new tablets launching with Honeycomb, which is Android 3.0, and again, designed for tablets. The WinPad Enjoy 10 is going to be on sale for 15,999 rupees. It'll feature a 10-inch tablet, 1024 by 768 pixels. It's not too bad. It's equipped with a camera that's on the front and rear of the tablet. And the number 7, which is the Enjoy 7-inch screen, it'll be roughly 12,000 rupees. And it features 800 by 480 pixels. A lot of apps come with it too, so you get a bit of a bang for your buck. So if you live in India, you might want to check that out. Finally, to wrap this edition up of the Goody Reader Radio Show, we ran a contest yesterday, and this featured our partnership with iStoryTime. And between our website and their app, we were giving away 10 free copies of the Kung Fu Panda 2 interactive children's book. This is compatible with all iOS devices, as well as the new HP touchpad running WebOS. So if you had any of those devices, you were eligible to win. We had 10 free copies to give away, and I'd like to say that we've given away all 10 copies to people who entered the contest. So thanks to everybody who entered the contest for this, and we will be running another contest for a new e-reader soon. Basically, a week ago, we just gave away the new Skytex Primer, which is a full-color multimedia e-reader, and we plan to give away another contest prize soon, so stay tuned for further news, contests, reviews and previews, and a whole lot more at goodereader.com/blog. My name is Marcus, and I'm going to serenade you out with a funky new artist I discovered. His name is Frank Ocean, and the song is called Novocaine.
I think I started something. I got what I wanted. Didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm fucking Viagra, popping every single record, auto-tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion, I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile, ow, stripper booty in a rack like wow, brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella, I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z-Trip, perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste of Novocaine, baby? Baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod. Little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. Ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste of Novocaine, baby? Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me now. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now. Love me now, love me now. Nom, 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 nom. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. For the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine. The pretty girls involved.